1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebawing Ace Hardware. On Wednesday, January 21st, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a version of Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement in response. Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rules does the exact opposite. By allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants, this change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice. And a former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. Each count carries a potential penalty for up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Carthron was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwald on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Health Care Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is prosecuting the case. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebawing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing on with our local news, a new report from state lawmakers delivers a sharply critical review of Michigan State Police leadership, accusing top commanders of fostering a toxic internal culture that has driven down morale and trust across the agency. The document, compiled by the Republican-controlled House Oversight Committee, alleges abuses of power, misuse of taxpayer resources, questionable personnel moves, and a pattern of retaliation tied to Director Colonel James Grady and his Deputy Lieutenant Colonel Amy Bremacombe. The report says morale among troopers is at historic lows and notes overwhelming no-confidence votes last year from unions representing rank and file and command officers, which lawmakers cite is evidence of a deep leadership crisis. It criticizes abrupt demotions and reassignments of veteran staff, claims favoritism in promotions, and raises concerns about an over-reliance on Brimacombe, who the report says was investigated multiple times over alleged misconduct, including misuse of state vehicle and retaliation against colleagues. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.